a second attempt on Donald Trump's life. Everyone is talking about a third attempt or possible attempt. We're still talking about assassinating a human being here. If you all cry for Gaza and Israel and Iran and Hezbollah, that's a lot of confusion, a lot of money from our taxes. As small business owners, we pay a lot of taxes. Honestly, say it, I served in the army. I love this country.
Real things to fight.
Real things to fight. Hey, everybody, welcome back to During Business Hours. We are a husband and wife combo. We like to share our opinions. Hit like, comment, subscribe. Join the family. There's a lot of fun things coming on as small business owners that we'd like to share with you in the next coming weeks. So let's get it started. Welcome to During Business Hours. There's a lot of stuff going on now that the world is on fire and we are less than 60 days away from the presidential election of 2024. A second attempt on Donald Trump's life. Did you hear about it?
I did hear about that one.
Crazy man who apparently reminds me of Jason, who used to work for me. Felon, creepo. Apparently voted for Donald Trump in 2016. Went to fight in Ukraine. Couldn't fight in Ukraine because he's not sane, stable. Looked like he was a hostage in the Ukraine video giving advice to other people like, well, please come fight. And he didn't get a shot off, luckily, thanks to the Secret Service, which I will give one ups to Secret Service. One thing they did. Everyone is talking about a third attempt or possible attempt, chemical warfare, you know. In reality, I think it was some stupid person at a rally tried to either pepper spray or give a chemical nature to Donald Trump during his entrance, missed and sprayed a bunch of people, got people chemical burns, which one woman lost her eyesight.
Will pepper spray do that?
No. It's got to be worse. Bleach, muriatic acid, stuff like that. Something scentless. Bleach isn't scentless. So like muriatic acid would do that. If you put a couple of water balloons with muriatic acid, bam, 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 you wouldn't really know it until it was in your eyes.
Too late.
Yeah. And a lot of tin welders and stuff will do that to remove the galvanization of metal. Mm-hmm. But if you breathe it in, you lose everything.
That's why they wear those masks.
Your lungs can't breathe and your eyes will burn. You will lose your eyesight. So apparently some teens lost their eyesight temporarily. They're getting treatment, but the cornea of one woman is just burned. Gone. Never going to get her sight back. Yeah.
That's terrible.
That's horrible. You know, with everything going on, that guy who was the second attempt, it was really stupid because he didn't get a single shot off. Not one shot.
He had an AK with him?
Yeah, modified AK-47. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of people were praising him online, like, oh, why couldn't he get a shot off? We're still talking about assassinating a human being here. If you all cry for Gaza and Israel and Iran and Hezbollah, which we'll get into, you should be crying for Donald Trump. He should be able to live his life. It's a free and fair country. He should be able to run for president just like any of your children who will do dumb shit. If you want them to have the free and fair shot, you should have Donald Trump get his free and fair shot. That's all I'm saying. And it just surprises me that so many people are getting up in arms enough to want to kill this man. Like, he's not the one who's actively moving the presidential term right now. He's not the one destroying the country right now. And everyone thinks that he's just this power player from the outside.
It's crazy to me that he's been more or less just hanging out for the last 3.5 years until the presidentials really kicked off. And now it's a target.
But
they weren't worried about him previously.
Every time there's a nonpartisan bill, oh, Donald Trump must have made a call. Donald Trump made a call.
Oh, my gosh.
There was a bill for H2 or H, I don't know, the southern border bill that Democrats are screaming today. That for some reason, Donald Trump killed it.
What's crazy to me about that is because we're now in Oklahoma, previously lived in California, and maybe within the last year there maybe within the last year there was a big ordeal happening at the Texas border. Mm-hmm. And when I would talk to people back in California about it, they had no idea that anything was happening.
Yeah.
And here it was big news because
we were fed up. We got a lot of immigrants, a lot of Asian immigrants would go through Texas.
Right. They'd fly up through the southern border and then come up in.
Yeah.
And so the governor of Texas had had enough. And he sent his National Guard down there to block it.
Greg Abbott.
And then what was it? The Border Patrol said, stand down, we got this. And they were just not backing down. It went to the Supreme Court. And Biden administration fought for the Border Patrol to basically do their job. And eventually the Supreme Court said, no, I'll give it to Texas.
Well, but Texas, but they still allowed so many people through because of the red tape. And it's still letting people through. Texas isn't stopping everyone.
They didn't close down, right. But the Biden administration was, they were basically going back and forth. Like, it's going to be a problem if you don't let us do our job. And Texas was like, we're ready for that. Try me. And now all of a sudden.
That was right when Civil War came out.
That was Biden administration a year ago. And now all of a sudden this border deal is Trump's problem.
They had a border deal a year ago. They signed and they refused to go through the Senate to the presidential desk. And they haven't done anything about it. There was already a law like put to place that was going to solve the issue.
Right.
And now they're putting another one?
Doesn't make sense.
That's a lot of confusion. A lot of money from our taxes. As small business owners, we pay a lot of taxes.
Right.
Wherever we're at. We pay a lot of taxes. And for some reason, I can't see how they're not making money on the delays that the government has. It seems like it's just delay, charge money to Americans. Delay, charge money to Americans. We're the ones floating the bill. We pay their salaries. We pay for all the things that they do. And nobody's marching up there because January 6th, everyone got fucking arrested and is now serving 18 years life sentences. 20, 30, 40, some people 18 because they're like really old.
Yeah, I haven't followed up on what happened to those folks.
They really stuck a fork in them with the January 6th rioters. Like even the people who are just holding stuff or taking pictures.
Made an example out of them.
They made an example out of them so that if you ever, like there was veterans back, I believe 60s or 70s that marched for their pay. They wanted their disability. And they marched to the Capitol and they negotiated with the government and got them to pay them. That is part of our democracy.
What that's coming out of?
I'll have to look it up.
Those ones had a hard time when they
got 1932. The next video. Holy shit.
In the summer of 1932, some 30 to 50,000 protesters converged on Washington, D.C. Demonstrations had sprung up around the country as the hardships of the Great Depression took hold. What made these protesters different is that they were veterans of World War I. Many were unemployed and were accompanied by their families. The United States was in its third year of economic turmoil, and unemployment had surged to a staggering 23% across parts of the country.
Wow. Huh.
Amidst this backdrop, World War I veterans embarked on a mission to implore the United States government for the early disbursement of bonuses owed to them for their military service during the war.
Mm-hmm.
However noble their intentions were, they met with a tragic twist of fate. The peaceful marches they undertook turned violent as the United States Army, under orders, resorted to force to disband the protesters and evict them from their encampments. Why did these veterans, once defenders of freedom, face the retribution of their own nation's military might? Hello and welcome to Anything History. In today's
world. So they, it's a 15-minute video, but they basically got an amount they negotiated with the government afterwards. And it came like they got something.
Mm-hmm.
1932, almost 100 fucking years ago. It is a part of our democracy to voice our concerns. How do you voice the concerns of the people? You don't be like, all right, let's elect a new person,
mm-hmm.
because they can just shut it down. People need to march to the Capitol. They need to speak their mind. It has to be the will of the people. And and for some reason, in the last 60 years, nobody's been like, the will of the people is greater than the will of the government.
Everybody talks a big game on the internet, but nobody actually wants to walk outside and do it.
I'm not going
to
fucking march. I like my life. But my point being, it's not that I don't. It would take a little bit more for me to get as fed up. Like, I'm surely fed up with all the drama. I do not like the idea that I can't tell my children that there is a democracy. You know, I just can't honestly say it. I served in the Army. I love this country. I just do not believe that it is righteous to serve in this military, this current military. I don't think I'd have pride for my children serving. What are we serving?
Right.
You know, 20 years ago, it was love and country. There was right and wrong. Sure, politicians did stupid shit. We were put in wrong places. But there was active threats against us that were unwarranted or unjust from problems 100 years ago.
Real things to fight.
Real things to fight. Nowadays, it seems like we're just giving money to Israel and trying to protect Gaza. And like, it's not our war. We should stay the fuck out of it. And now Israel went and fucking blew up all the pagers, the poor pagers that Hezbollah.
I saw that.
So it turns out, I thought this was like old school CIA tech. What they did was that they circumvented, because they knew the order was coming through this place in China.
Mm-hmm.
They circumvented the order, and it was being shipped from Hungary. They delayed the order, put like a gram of explosives in each one.
Jeez.
Yeah.
And that's all it took.
That's all it took.
All those people.
Yeah, it took off. Well, technically, it just injured 270-ish or 1,200 people or whatever it was. I remember the number. But the next day, because they had just set off the pagers, the same company sold them radios, walkie-talkies. And that has bigger explosives.
Oh, my goodness.
So then they set off the fucking explosives in the radios, which is just insane because it set off a second wave attack.
Because those walkie-talkies, you'll put those closer to your face than your pager that's uh-huh. just chilling on your waist.
That one killed more people.
Oh, my goodness.
But then it also killed more children.
Yeah.
I am not a fan of the you have all this technology. I understand the trying to circumvent and like, you know, fuck with the orders, the shipments, whatever. If Hezbollah is such a threat to Israel and the state of Israel, they could have done so many different things than just...
Isn't Hezbollah's kind of landlocked too, isn't it?
And no, I don't believe
they're not
so.
Very
it's Iran and Lebanon.
Comparison.
Hezbollah is in Iran and Lebanon. Yeah, they're next to Damascus off of the coast. Yeah, they're north of Jerusalem. Cause, so you have Israel, and then to Israel's left is the Gaza Strip and Rafah. And so it's basically they're landlocked between Jerusalem, Israel, and the Sinai governorate. I don't know what that's called, but Erish. And so the Gaza Strip is basically like, if you want anything in, Israel controls everything around it.
That's
so
their broader market.
I understand Gaza's being fucked up by Israel. No foreign government's going to come in and fight Israel because they hold a lot of power. They hold a lot of sway over a lot of import, exports. They have a lot of people in foreign, you know, military government that are part of those nations. Like, we have a lot of people that have ties to the Israel country that are in our administration. But, you know, you can't really say who's got sway over who, just that when things need to get done, Israel gets it done first. They don't care whether it's, you know, children, grandchildren, you know, lives. Okay, they're going to get the job done. But I think it was smart that they, from just a tactical standpoint, that they circumvented those orders and then placed within days enough explosives into, I think it was 500 units.
Yeah. So yeah. I think I saw a post that was talking about like the manufacturer tag on those were Taiwan.
Yeah. It was something gold. And they came out and said, no, we're not affiliated. We had it shipped from Hungary. And I wonder, you know, how or who got the information of where those were being filled for and, like, how they knew it was Hezbollah.
Somebody knew.
Somebody gave the information.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they got more than they bargained for, Motorola. The next thing, you know, and I don't think we'll talk about Trump and politics as much in the future. Once this election's over, we'll get back to basic business and how we run our things and how we've gotten to where we're at and advice for everybody else. And if you've ever got a story or something you'd like to share, you can leave it or send it to us at our email at duringbizhours@gmail.com and we'll put it up on the show. Make sure that it's, you know, appropriate. And if you ever need help with your small business, we can always give you tips and tricks. The other last story I would say that was a big one about the presidential debate was the whole Haitians, mm-hmm. right? Donald Trump, they fact-checked and said that the town hall or the town supervisor said he'd never heard of it. It was never an issue.
Mm-hmm.
A video has come out showing that March 13th, mm-hmm. the town supervisor admitted to hearing the concerns from people, but not having enough justifiable evidence.
Wow.
That was 6 months ago. And then now he's never heard of it. I thought that was interesting.
That is.
So I started looking into Springfield, Ohio a little more. I was just concerned on how you can drop 20,000 people in a town of 40,000 and expect them to get along, especially when they don't speak English. Somehow these people are getting IDs, little to no information. They're getting food stamps and welfare, and they're being given jobs that Americans can't get out of town. And the companies are bussing in these immigrants every morning to and from their job.
Wow. I couldn't even get a free bus to my job if I needed it.
And as a small business owner, I would say, because these are small factories. So the idea is if I owned a factory outside of northern Oklahoma, mm-hmm. and we had 20,000 unemployed people, I'd be like, okay, I can pay them less. They need a job. I don't care. I'm assuming I'm getting some type of government subsidy, some type of tax break for hiring these people. The Biden administration is known for that. So I'll go ahead and go out of my way and try and contact these people. How do I contact them? They don't have phone numbers. And somebody gave them all the personal information of every Haitian. So anytime somebody comes new, they know. So either they're partnered with the human affairs there, Department of Human Affairs, or somebody at DCS, et cetera, like people are coming over. The thing that blows my mind is they're paying them cheap enough to also afford to drive every morning at 5 a.m. to pick up hundreds of people, because they're not just one bus. There's 30 plus buses that go through this small town of Springfield and pick all these people up and take them to the factories and then bring them back. Now, the wages are not discussed in these videos. The concern is, how much do you think I would have to save as a small or as a business owner to make it paying you versus paying somebody that I have to pick up, drop off, maintain, language barrier?
Well, if you got a big enough car and you're picking up more than one at a time.
These are church vans that they're driving around in. I'll send Rudo some photos, but they are picking them up in mini transport vans. And there's 30 plus of them. And we'll say 6 to 7 each bus, van. How much do you think that you would get paid? Hey, Siri, what's the minimum wage in Ohio?
It's $10.45 per hour.
So if the minimum wage is $10.45, we're going to assume that illegal immigrants, I don't have to pay minimum wage.
Right.
This is just my assumption, but I'm assuming that maybe I can pay them $6. You know, cash cards, et cetera. Mm-hmm.
Under the table.
They don't have bank accounts. So how am I going to pay them by check?
Right.
So say labor laws might not, I'm not even going to go there. But we'll say that I can pay them less and the government will subsidize the rest.
That's crazy.
Then, I'm offering transportation. I can subsidize that.
That's spooky too, because that Haitian hoodoo or voodoo, whatever it is they practice, if they figure out their way through that language barrier and find out they're being screwed.
Oh, yeah.
That's a spooky time for them.
People. She believes in mysticism.
And don't mess with the Haitians, man.
They have a different religion. They believe in voodoo. Now, what they do with voodoo, I know the ducks is true.
The sacrifice for that their beliefs.
I've heard of that before the Trump thing. I've seen pictures of it.
Back in our youngin' days.
Yeah, but it's happened. Ducks and geese, they will take from waterways. It's totally fine. They usually don't kill them in front of you, so I don't know where that claim came from. The cats thing is crazy because there was a video of a lady who had, killed and maimed a cat, and then she claimed she ate it. She was practicing voodoo. Now, Trump's rallies have Haitian protesters saying, we're Haitian and American. You know, we're not eating your cats. And I'm like, I understand that. But even Haitians are coming out to say, hey, we don't practice voodoo, but the ones that do, the old heads, ooh, those are the ones you got to be wary of, because some of them, they've been putting spells big time. Not happening.
I don't play around with them.
I'm not even religious. Spectacles, testicles, wallet, and watch. No watch today. But it's an interesting thing, because every culture, race, creed, religion, everyone's got different things that they do.
It's so...
How is it so crazy to think that these people have a animal sacrifice?
And then it's interesting to me with, like, I mean, I don't want my cat or my dog eaten. I understand why people are getting upset if these are pets that are taken from people's possession, more or less, for whatever they are mm-hmm. doing with it. But people from other countries, like, the struggle is more serious there. Some of these people eat it because that's all they have.
Yeah, and especially Haiti is a war-torn country. There's a lot going on, like, and they call them barbecue for a reason.
Like, imagine if you went, obviously this is just not the case, but if you went to Europe and Europeans had never eaten chicken and you're over there asking for a chicken, they're going to look at you all crazy. Mm-hmm. How dare you eat this chicken? But that's normal to more developed countries, you know?
So I only bring this up is because in Florida, there's apparently a illegal horse meat trade. Fox News did a investigation in July of 2024. Selling and processing horse meat is a felony. Killing a registered horse carries an even higher penalty. Pictured, blah, blah, blah. There's a reel. I'm going to send you this link and then I'll send it to Rudo. Shows undercover racehorse butchered on camera. Now, that's in Florida and Americans doing it. Possibly some, you know, out-of-state characters, etc. But as recently as this weekend, two horses were stolen from Miami-Dade County and slaughtered half a mile or a mile up the street on the side of the road mm-hmm. for their meat. And these were show horses.
Oh, no.
Family pets. Like, they cared for these like their own children.
Show horses are high-end, too,
generally. Yeah, but they were very well cared for, very well treated, and they were butchered for their meat. I don't like horse meat. I don't like venison. You know, I just...
Is horse meat something that's not unusual in America?
It's not unusual.
I know venison is not widely available, but it's available and it's not... Not too many give you the stink eye for eating venison.
Chevaline, Paradivine, Dutch meat. Where is it? Horse meat is similar in appearance to beef, but is darker, has coarser grain, yellow fat, a similar amount to protein, but beef, but less fat. Horse meat is used in many different recipes, including stew, steak, carpaccio, and brisola. It's also eaten in various ways around the world. Yeah, chevaline is what it is. Or cheval meat to the French. Cheval. Apparently it's a delicacy. We don't typically eat it because, you know,
I've never seen
there's not a lot of meat on a horse. Compared to a cow, I would assume that, you know, there's a lot more to break down, a lot more waste, why they left bodies a half a mile or a mile up from where they were stolen.
These horses are generally pretty muscular, and I can't imagine people want to eat muscle, you know? Well, not so much.
The best muscular cow is probably the most tender. Hmm. Just saying. Not the fattest. I don't want as much fat. I want that muscle, because that's what the steaks are.
Just sounds hard to chew, but what do I know?
Hold on. Your muscles would be steaks. If we were cannibals, you would eat the muscle. Not the tendons or any of that, but you're not eating just the fat. You're looking for the muscle, which is the meat.
Hmm. Interesting. I showed my my gender there.
But there's a lot of good alternative meats. There's a big craze right now on fluffing your meats.
Yeah.
And we have firsthand, I got caught in a scam. All right, I'll put it out there. I was scammed. It was a pretty good one, you know? Yeah. It's a pretty decent one. These people had posted all through Oklahoma saying, hey, we got our license to sell beef here. We sell beef in X, Y, and Z. Kenston's Farm scammed me. I don't give a shit. I'll say their name because I left a review. They have some of the worst meat I have ever seen or ever tasted. There was one steak that was yum. Really good.
The shrinkage on their meat is diabolical.
It is. It shrinks to at least a fifth of the size.
Right.
And we call that fluffing or plumping because they'll inject, you know, red water, et cetera, kind of like to some of the watermelons to make them more ripe or ripen faster and show redder. But they obviously do it and then freeze them. And the way that they package it, it makes it look so nice. I think you're getting a good deal. I got a list, you know, from you and saw on Facebook. And I was like, oh, we'll go down there and see, buy a couple of things of meat. Well, today's the last day we're doing it. We got a sale going on. Boom, 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 boom. Spent $600, which I was told was 3 months for a family of four.
Nope, we're done. And we got that.
It's month one, day, the last day, and we were done. We still got like eight of these like smaller steaks, but we can't eat them because right. those ones shrunk up to more than a tenth of the size. They are this thick when you unfreeze them. They look nice and plump and juicy, but then all of a sudden they start to melt and they get a little smaller and a little smaller. And then when you cook them, they're like, what the fuck happened to the steak? It's like ground beef that's like been I pressed. I
took seven or eight of those and it's still not enough to feed and a family of four. And
the
our kids
meat
are
was
four
so
and eight.
Bad. Yeah. Even the kids couldn't chew it. Like, it wasn't the cooking. We tenderized, we marinated, we beat the hell out of it. And then we tried every which way with these steaks, thinking we were the bad ones. And that was the first type of steak. And then we moved to the T-bones. Then we moved to the fillets. And then we moved to the chicken. Don't get me started on the fucking chicken. It got nasty. So we would like for them to reach out and then give us a refund. Absolutely. That's what I would love. My $600 back.
Probably not gonna happen.
I wouldn't refund myself. So I don't think they will. Because, A, the whole point is it's over months, so that it takes you a long time to realize how bad not just one of their products are, but every one of their products. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, oh, just send us a picture to this number. And no response.
Right.
Like, we're waiting on a 3 week long response for the chicken that was bad. And then I was like, oh, okay, we're going to do X, Y, and Z. We'll get some more money back. If you were in their position, what would you do?
You'd have a wrong number day one.
Exactly. Yeah. That's it. If they just got the license here, they're just going to milk it for as much money as they can and say, Levy, as much as I hated Walmart, I miss it. I miss their meat because at least we'd get two out of three steaks were good.
Yeah.
Yeah. The chicken was horrible. Salmon was all right. Not the best, but that's where I will say I fucked up.
You live and you learn.
I overbought. And now we have some of the shittiest meat known to man. Don't shop there. Whatsoever. They offered a free fridge if I spent $200 more. I wonder if the fridge would have burned my fucking house down so there was no evidence.
Oh, my gosh.
Just saying. That could have been a good, like,
a bowl of pagers.
It's a pager situation. Beep, beep. Gotcha.
Oh my gosh.
I saw some of the like you going to 72 virgins jokes where it was like it was sent 72 virgins, boom, blew off your midsection. So now
same
what are you gonna
delivery.
Do? Yeah, same day delivery. I didn't hear that one.
That was me, just now. I didn't see that anywhere.
Hello, same day delivery. The 72 virgins jokes when then they go up to heaven or wherever to their kingdom. And then their midsection is missing because, you know, you got to be.
Their belief doesn't. Because
I don't know.
Most good books, when you pass, you go back to your healthiest form.
I just thought it was a funny joke.
Yeah.
Because even like some of the suicide bombers back in the day when they exploded, how would they get 72 virgins if they're just powder, you know, meat bags? They just deliver meat bags to 72 virgins. It's like, hey.
The difference
you can put this together.
Your soul and your shell, my man.
I'm not religious. I don't know what a soul is. I know what a soul.
Oh my goodness.
I know what a soul remoration pill is in Sun Wukong's Black Myth.
Oh, get out.
You know, I've played that game seven times through. I'm on my seventh walkthrough.
I'm about to not pay the electricity bill.
Okay, it's your fault. You let me start. But so now this is just my own little additive. That fucking game is ruining my life and my marriage.
Yeah. Call help.
The game is so good. I think it'll win game of the year. The amount of money, I still just don't understand why they don't have microtransactions. If they put in microtransactions for the things that I worked hours for,
so much money.
They would have went from $100 billion or like $100 million to $200 billion, like that. It would.
Yeah, people be spending 99 cents.
Yeah, it would have been like, oh, increased drop rate. Oh, critical hit chant. Okay. And, you know, all of a sudden you see $75 and I'm like, I spent 60 on the game. It's just an option, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, let me be a game developer for a day. You know, I'll be a dictator on day one. Day one.
Oh,
get you a bunch of money.
What happens on day two, sir?
I'll quit myself. I got paid enough.
Oh, there you go.
Just get my money back. Alex Jones always words things. I just think it's the funniest thing. Alex Jones is the crazy man who got, you know, found $1 billion liable for shit he said about Sandy Hook. He was wrong. He was very wrong. When he knew he was wrong, he doubled down, then he tripled down.
Is he the dude who did the conspiracy theory on a... It wasn't real?
Oh, God, I just don't care.
Whatever actors.
Yeah, that was Alex Jones, and he got fined $100 billion or some shit.
Crap.
Everything he owns. And he's been appealing, fighting it. He's waiting for Trump to get into office because then, you know.
He wants a pardon?
I don't
Can
think
you get a pardon in that?
That's no, he just, I think he wants help. But it's so funny that he's still doing it because his whole business should have been liquidated in bankruptcy. But right. They let him keep it. I don't know how. And they just keep pushing it back, pushing it back. But the way he fearmongers everything, I can't do it. I can't say the world is ending every single time I put out a video. I just can't. Like, the world is probably ending. Every day we inch closer to damnation, fire, and brimstone. It is not religious. It's just nuclear war is imminent the way the world is working. It sucks. But this man, his title is breaking. Chemical warfare attack tried to take Trump's life at Tucson, Arizona. You know, investigation reports, blah, blah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, sure. Somebody, I would assume some angry person similar to the other two attempts on his life is going to try and make it as less susceptible as possible.
Some people who never leave their parents' house and just sitting in front of their.
I know a couple of 20-year-old kids that if I gave them a gun, they would do exactly what those kids did. Like, they're just ignorant, stupid kids that don't know any better and don't have no future in their mind's eye.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the biggest thing. If you have nothing to live for, and you convince yourself every day that you're worthless. Like, I know that the second attempt, that guy, everything I saw about him was like, oh, you should have stayed overseas. I can't believe the Ukrainians let you out. You went over there.
There's something that said he was related to the guy who tried the first
time.
Yeah,
it turns out that was false. Yeah. Just because he was, you know, an idiot. Yeah.
He put something up, in the DNA.
He put up backpacks that were black instead of any camouflage. Black, like you'll see that line from a distance, and take it from somebody who does a decent job at hiding myself in camouflage areas. The backpacks were put 3 feet up on a chain link fence with tiles.
Oh my goodness.
As bulletproof options. I would spot a backpack across a green field.
Right.
Half a mile away, and I've got some shitty vision at times. I got an astigmatism. Mama said I can spot a dumbass a half a mile out at any direction. So there's no wonder that the lowest of the low Secret Service caught this man. And then he left everything.
Yeah, he just took off. He was running.
Jumped in his own car.
Oh,
took
no.
off, yeah, in his own car. Didn't even steal a car, didn't even rent a car under a fake name. I could have given a Haitian name and got a car. Took off, drove down the road. When he got pulled over, pulled his shirt over his head so that I'm not armed.
I did see that when the cops were backing him up.
Tripped. And he's like, hi, boys. Jail? Okay. I don't think we're going to get, like, a true, like, why he did it, or if there was somebody that motivated him to do it. And, you know, everyone says BlackRock and, like, that they're moving money behind the scenes to see that Donald Trump dies because they're betting against all of his companies and his assets.
Are they really?
They were
because they're one of the top three.
They are positioned in certain sectors. Say the market, I think it was almost $100 million they were set to make if Donald Trump died on the first incident.
Are they betting on assassination?
No, they're betting on the loss of his company.
Oh.
The day before the assassination, they put basically a bet on the markets. You can do that. Options or puts.
That's interesting.
That the value of a company will go down. And it didn't. So then they said it was a clerical error. Okay, cool. The second one, they were in like 10 different options against 10 different sectors. One of them being Trump's. Again, not saying the BlackRock's involved.
I don't know. That's
they have more information than God.
Yeah, them, Rothschild, and I forget who the third one is. But
it's not a conspiracy. How did this man know that Donald Trump was going to be where he was going to be on the day of all days? Or did he was there for 5 hours waiting for him, so he knew he was going to be there. How did this lowly civilian with no background in tech or hacking, definitely too dumb because the Korean government or the Ukrainian government was like, no, you can be a recruiter. You can't do anything else.
That is crazy. No gun. Because fans.
No gun for you.
Fans can't even find him when he don't want to be found, you know, if yeah. he's not scheduled for a public appearance.
It's crazy. How do you know he's going to be on that hole? Like in that day, you knew he was, is it that he's there every week? No, his schedule was changed last minute in the morning. Supposedly.
Somebody on the inside.
Yeah. How much money does one person have to make to influence these people? That's my point. Because if I was BlackRock and I was hundreds of billions of dollars, I'd be like, all right, presidential candidate probably hurt our overall in the next 10 years. We'll probably lose $100 million. What if we just kissed ass when he got in office? Wouldn't that just be better? Like, we'll just switch it up. We'll start being nice. Play nice for the new boss. That's what you should do in any business. Play nice for the new boss. If there's a new boss, new manager, kiss ass. Be like, no. That's just that guy was the problem. I had to act that way because of that guy. Yeah. So it's like, you're the new boss, and I you've never met me, but Joe Biden was my last boss. And I'd be like, well, you know, I had to kiss ass to him because otherwise I'd lose my job. He didn't really fire anybody because everyone knew to kiss his ass. But we'll be loyal just to you as well. Run the background. Everything I say is true. Here you go. We lose no money. We're BlackRock. We're on the side of every American. That's what they should do. But no, for some reason, it is just weird. I like my life. I want to keep living. But I'm not going to off myself in any manner whatsoever, ever. I've got two young children. There's no way. Just saying.
Sounds like the Nirvana singing, and I don't have a gun.
Well, I have plenty of guns, but I'm not stupid enough to accidentally discharge one either. Just saying that they are always locked.
Ex-military, you know what you're doing.
I know what I'm doing. Safety first. Training above incompetence. That's, I'm going to get a shirt made that says training above incompetence. That's good. Just in case, you know, something I say on the internet one day just pisses somebody off up the food chain, because I'm not at the top of the food chain. I am living a comfortable life on a steady incline like this. And you could too. That's why you should follow us so that you get this information on how you can improve your life. One, get a fine wife, have some children, have a future to look forward to, and then invest wisely. Don't gamble. Just saying.
It's your weakness.
It's my kryptonite. For my finale, I'm just going to say that Sean Diddy Combs.
The diddler.
The diddler has struck again.
The diddler got struck.
Hold on. The diddler struck again. He was caught in the indictment trying to forcibly get witnesses to recant their
oh my gosh, when he's already on the
via kidnapping and arson. So he kidnapped somebody and either tried to burn them or did burn them, and then his house was found with 100 or 1,000 things of baby oil. And I'm not knocking baby oil, but unless you got like a women's wrestling match going on, I don't think you need that much.
Even if you did, I don't think you need that much.
No, because the bottles are like that big. 1,000 bottles would be like a small swimming pool.
That's crazy.
But even if it was diddler time, you know?
Did he do it? He did.
Did he do it? Did. I don't think that, like the Cancel Me Clothing that I follow on TikTok, I don't think that they'll ever go after like Lucy and Grange and all the Universal Media Group people who are like higher up in the food chain. I think Diddy is the highest, similar to the Epstein thing. It's just never going to happen. We're not going to see any other big time arrests. It's not going to be blown wide open. This is the best we're ever going to get. It's that 14 page indictment. And on another video, we might, you know, make a couple of shorts talking about said indictment and what's been alleged innocent until proven guilty, unless you're the diddler. Just saying, for legal reasons. It is too much evidence not to know that this man did wrong. You know what I mean? We have videos. We have all the facts from the internet. Everything that you can make your own judgment on. I've never liked P. Diddy. I didn't like his clothes. I didn't like the way he looked. I didn't like his music. Everything just seemed like, oh, I think I saw him on the Making the Band thing. It was like the first one when I was a kid.
I saw a couple episodes and I didn't care for it.
I don't like that man. He's just got that face that looks like a nose goes in an ass. It's just, no, I'm good. And then he got bigger and bigger and bigger. And I'm like, how many asses has that nose been in?
How many noses have been in that ass?
No, I always saw him as like, he just looks like that guy who kisses up to everybody. And to get where he was. And he did.
It's a lot more violent.
Well, that's the allegations. But when I was a kid, 12, 13, in his music, I was just like, he doesn't seem like most of like LL Cool J and G-Eazy and all these people that were actual rappers. It was like he was the soft guy who was like there. But he always talked to everyone like he was up above them. Right. Anytime you watched MTV. So I was like, I just feel like you're kissing the wrong people's asses. You know? That's it. He's getting on the totem pole. Baby oil down.
Oh, my God.
He goes, trickle down. Huh? Yeah, the totem pole just starts sliding down like a stripper.
Oh, no. Yeah. Stop.
Do-do-do-do-do-do. The diddler's here. The diddler's here. The diddler's in block 7. Do you think he's doing like the electric slide down the cell block?
I think he's gonna need some electricity.
He's like,
at some point.
Does the mess have baby oil? Who's putting money on his books?
Somebody is, I can tell you that.
Probably one of his, like Cassie or somebody. He's like, I don't want him to suffer.
It's not Cassie.
One of his girls like that. He's got around, or his kids, maybe.
Maybe his kids.
I think they said he was a flight risk. Did he get bail?
I'm not sure. I watched. Something with TMZ as kids were walking into the courtroom. So I don't know if I saw that later, if there's been resolution.
Denied bail again, will remain in jail till trial. Flight risk. These pictures are just gold from the actual arraignment. Look at his damn face. His face is gold.
Oh, my goodness.
I've never seen the diddler more unhappy.
I wish they had, like, a live shot so I could compare that accuracy.
Oh, no, that's very accurate.
Somebody's drawing.
No, look. You're welcome.
The eyebrows ain't there like that.
Okay. Well, that's all the craziness in the world that's burning. We appreciate you. Like, comment, subscribe. A little all over the place. We'll get back to more targeted discussions once the world has settled, fires are put out. But this is the most prevalent information that we have on the internet. If you disagree with us, you can always leave it in a comment or a suggestion box, which is duringbizhours@gmail.com. We appreciate it. Just go ahead and subscribe button, like, just smash it. And then we'll see you next week on During Business Hours.
Life can be super happy. Life can be super sad. I'm trying super hard to separate the good and bad. I go back to my future just to get to my past. But knowing me, my DeLorean will probably...